you're one of the lucky ones. You know, you not only get to go as a player and compete, and then all of a sudden you, as assistant coach, a head coach. I mean, how many combines has this been for you?
This is 31.
31. Isn't that amazing?
31.
31. Yeah. So, yeah. And then when you go back to 85, what was that like? I mean, first of all, it wasn't here. It was outdoors.
That's right.
You were telling me a story about running the 40 in the high tops.
Yeah, we ran the 40, on grass. And so I wore my black high top cleats that I wore at USC, and that's what we ran in. And, of course, it robbed me because, I would have run my 4.5 if I was on this turf. And, I clocked in like 4.9. And but Randall Cunningham took my shoes, and he ran 4.5.
It wasn't the shoes.
Yeah, right. It was his shoes, like I said. That's why I would have ran 4.5. That's exactly right.
But we talk so much about the preparation that goes into this event now for the players. Did you prepare for this?
I didn't.
Just came and did what they asked you to do.
I just went out and did my thing, yeah. No, because I always took a little break from the end of the season. I would take a break. I mean, heck, I played baseball during the offseason my sophomore and junior year. And so my senior year, I was taking my break, and then I went to the combine and, went through the deal and okay. And then I started getting ready for the season. And now it's so different. I mean, it's just a completely different experience for these players. They're down right now. They're coming in. They're coming from places where they've been training, working on shaving a tenth off their time and all that stuff. And, hey, look, they run fast. They make money.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. What a difference a year makes. We saw you last year. You scrambled around. You just put together your staff and trying to implement your systems. Just take us through where you're at now. Now that you've had a 1 year under your belt, this preparation, even leading up to this draft, has to be much further along even than you were a year ago.
Yeah, we are. No, the whole thing, so much smoother. We accomplished a great deal last year, with what we did with the facilities alone. All right, amazing amount of things happened in 1 year there to create a great environment for our players and coaches to come work in. But this year, staff is all back. All right, so we've been spending time refining what we're going to be and what we're good at, with the guys we have. We know what Derek Carr likes, what he doesn't like. And getting ready for this process, with Reggie and his scouting staff and me and our coaching staff and us together, we know each other and we've been through this before. So we come here much more prepared, ready to do an even better job. And I think we had a heck of an offseason last year, preparing for 2015. We're fired up about where we can go this year. Last year we learned how to compete. Okay. We were competitive in every game except for the opener. The opener was a disaster. But beyond that, we were competitive in every game. So for me, it's about, as a football team, understanding it's not like we're making a trip to Mars here, okay? We've got, we beat Denver. We're the last team to beat Denver before they won the Super Bowl, okay? So it's not like we're asking, to go, somewhere that's impossible to get to, but we've got to get to work. We've got to have another great offseason. We've got to learn how to go from being competitive in games to winning more games.
What does the retirement of Woodson mean? I mean, what was it, 18 years in a row, he intercepts a pass, obviously. Great player, instinctually, but I have to imagine there was more to it than just that off the football field with all his experience. What does it mean?
Yeah, I'm just grateful that we had that opportunity to see him to go out the way he did, because he went out on top. I mean, this guy did it his way. Yeah. He goes out on top. He made plays to help us win games last year. The inspiration that he provided for our younger players, for everybody, just to see a guy that willed his way to games. He was banged up, shoulder, knee, different things. He found a way to compete every Sunday. He showed how much he loved the game and appreciated and respected the game. To me, that example that was provided is invaluable. It's just it's huge for us.
Jack, how hard it is to win in this business without a quarterback. You've got one. And competed against him as a rookie. He was on your side in his second year. Where did you see the biggest growth, the biggest improvement from Derek in year two?
Well, I think he's a guy. It's really pretty much throughout his game. All right, he is a good leader. He is accurate. Okay, he can throw a good deep ball. I think where we helped him the most is having targets. Having a guy like Amari to throw to down the field, having a Crabtree that can, get open and be friendly and be where he's supposed to be and catch the ball for him and, some of those things. So I think we helped him with talent around him. And we still have to run it better and play better defense around him. We're going to do those things. But I think he took a nice, a nice step forward, a real significant step forward in year two, and we think there's so much more growth in year three and beyond. So I'm really excited about, you know, where he is and what we know we can do going forward with him.
What a year Amari Cooper had, obviously. The rookie wide receiver came on, made an impact immediately, but, you know, almost like you see as college players make that transition, kind of waned at the end of the year. Was that a rookie wall? Was he battling injuries? Why was there such great production and then it kind of slid at the end?
Yeah, I think a little of both. I think a little bit of the wall that he maybe underestimated. I think he even mentioned that, that the season and the grind of the season was a little more than even he anticipated. He just figured, hey, I did it at Bama. I've done this, you know.
You hired a good offensive coordinator, Bill Musgrave, a guy that believes in running the football. Last year at this time, you said, we've got to help our quarterback by running the football better. Why didn't you run the ball as effectively last year?
We didn't run it effectively enough. That's one of the things we're addressing right now. Some of it is in who we're running it with. Some of it is how we're blocking for that runner, and some of it is on the coaching and the design. I mean, it's just it all, and the number of times we did it. And I think we didn't do it as much because we weren't as effective as we needed to be doing it. So it's one of those things that kind of can snowball in a bad way for you. There's no doubt about our desire to run the ball. You know, Mike Tice, it was always been part of big physical offensive line play and running the ball. It's definitely what I want, and Bill Musgrave has had that in his past. So we just need to make sure as we go back, that's one of the things we're going to do, is we've got to be able to do this, and we're not going to sit here next year and talk about reasons why we didn't. We're going to talk about reasons why we did.
Guys in that building are thinking about winning every game, but just getting into that 9-10 and saying, we're ready now to compete with the top level in this league.
Yeah, to me, the next thing is to get double-digit wins and host a home playoff game. I mean, that's where you want to go next. So that comes, with the work that has to be put in. For me, it's not a matter of, like, a vision or being able to talk about it. It's a matter of us putting in the work, going out and executing. This spring, we've got to have a great spring. We've got to add talent to our roster. We've got an opportunity to learn about kids here. We've got free agency coming up. We're gonna add to our football team. And then once we take them, we're going to take them and add them into a system and a culture that we created the foundation of that last year. And so now we can build on it. And here we go.